This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida. Two pros and a hack and a beautiful young lady. She's our Patty Suzette, the cart girl, and of course, Tom Gribben, St. Petersburg's most interesting man, and John Rieger up on St. Augustine Beach, the most interesting man in North Florida golf. How about that for John Rieger? He certainly is. And we had the most interesting conversation with one Lynn Strickler, the growler. And if you Google him, folks, he is the real deal. He was on Greg Norman's bag. It's probably hard to hear him sometimes in this conversation, but he was on Greg Norman's bag. He was on Payne Stewart's bag. He was on Curtis Strange's bag. He spent some time on the Walrus bag. I mean, who did I miss? Did I get Freddie Couples? Boom, yeah. Boom's bag.
Disco Dick.
Yeah, he knew who Disco Dick was very well. They must have hung out together.
Who does not know who Disco Dick is?
Well, everybody listening here knows now.
Especially now, yeah.
Hey, listen, if you know who Disco Dick Velko is, you'll know who Kermit Zarley is, the golf pro from the moon.
Kermit.
I know Kermit Zarley. Who can forget that name? But sorry, I missed out on Disco Dick.
Babe Hiskey. I mean, my God, that's great guys.
Babe Hiskey, yeah.
Yeah, come on now.
Hey, we're nearing 6:08, and that means that it's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, and we're going to do this from Rome, Italy. This is where the Ryder Cup's going to be held in a couple of weeks there.
Oh, hello.
And Rome, Italy, it feels like 68 degrees. Humidity's pretty high, though, so could be a warm one out there. And right now, it's forecasted to be about that same weather for the weeks preceding and up to and through the Ryder Cup. So with that's Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yanking Frank, which is extreme fine fishing fashion. And you know what? We want to lead into what's going on in the world of golf right now. This is not the John Rieger Report, but I wanted to mention something because here at On the Tee Florida, if you've been listening to our show at all, you'll realize that we have this huge Iowa connection. And so the Walker Cup's going on right now. It's going to be on this weekend. It's going to be from St. Andrews, Scotland. And Mike McCoy is the captain of the Ryder Cup. He won the 2013 mid-amateur at the age of 50 to become the second oldest champion in events history. He was a member of the 2015 USA Walker Cup team. He's competed in 67 USJ championships. But you know what really stands out? He is an 11-time Iowa Player of the Year. So Mike McCoy is our Walker Cup captain. And for our listeners out there, you're like, well, what the heck is the Walker Cup? Well, the Walker Cup's been going on for just about 100 years out there. I think it started in 1922. And it's the best amateurs in the United States versus Great Britain and Ireland. So even though the United States has a commanding lead throughout the years over it, it still is a wonderful test of golf. And most of the players that have played on the Walker Cup have gone on to play on the PGA Tour, including Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler and a bunch of them out there. So that's our Iowa connection here at On the Tee Florida. Again, another Iowa connection. Mike McCoy, captain, Walker Cup team.
I am thrilled to hear that.
Wow. Hey, it's the Walker Cup representing America. And you know the Walker family? Any history there? George Walker Bush. The Walker was the Walker family. They were big in the world of golf. Just a bit of history.
You know, and it never came up. Iowa never came up in one of his speeches.
He was at the state fair, I'm sure, giving a speech without a shadow of a doubt. They all make a stop there. Anyway, thank you for recognizing the Walker Cup. Just because it happens to have someone from the state of Iowa, it gets minimized. And then, of course, now the Ryder Cup with Zach Johnson, the captain. Let's talk about that track, though, guys. And you love Italy, Tom. But this track is built on a hill, and as the growler said, you know, the fix is in many times when we go over to Europe because that course really doesn't suit our guys. And a lot of that had to be made, put into the decision making, I would think.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because, you don't want a Bryson DeChambeau. You don't want a Dustin Johnson. The guys that are bombing it out there because this is a tight course on a hill.
Yeah, you want.
Hey, let's give our listeners out there just a little quick rundown before we start bantering about. And I really want to get Bill Butner's input on this. So the automatic qualifiers for the Ryder Cup based on points this year was Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world, Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Brian Harman, Open champion, Wyndham Clark, U.S. Open champion, Max Homa, who's just that spectacular last couple of years, and then went into the captain's pick. We were wondering if Brooks Koepka would be picked. Of course, he's the PGA champion. He finished second in the Masters. You can't leave him off the team. Jordan Spieth, Colin Morikawa, Sam Burns, Ricky Fowler, who actually won the Players' Championship, and this is the stadium course over there that they're playing. And then the most controversial pick of all, Justin Thomas. So with that, let's talk about those captain's picks, and let's talk about the Ryder Cup. And what do we think about that? Was that a great pick for us, Bill, or what do you think?
Well, I obviously you have so many great live tour players that are you know, that's a controversy. But the question is whether you pick Jordan's had a good year, but not a great year. Now, how you justify the last couple of picks is the big question. Keegan Bradley came on strong at the end of the year. He had a great year. Why he's not picked, I don't know. But
forget the politics. It's just the best team to win.
Yeah, and it's also picks as to how they fit on the
chemistry.
Team. On that
chemistry.
Yeah. Chemistry. And I think that's a big factor in Zach's decisions.
Brooks fits right into any.
And yeah, he's such a personable guy. But he's a winner regardless.
Right.
We know that. But I think.
Well, you know, if you take a look at it, and I alluded to earlier in the broadcast about the fact that it is about that locker room, the players' room, the chemistry. And it's interesting because some of these picks are chemistry picks, I think. And the European team has done this for a number of years. And, in fact, Ian Poulter, who last couple times he made the Ryder Cup team, he was nowhere near one of the top players in Europe. But actually, he performs when he gets to the Ryder Cup. But it's going to be interesting because their picks are coming up soon to how they do that. But, yes, I think it's a chemistry pick. I understand that Sam Burns is, and he's a great player. And he's played really well, and he won the match play tournament earlier this year. And, you know, he pairs very well with Scottie Scheffler out there. And, of course, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler, you know, are close friends off the golf course as on the golf course. And so chemistry, it looks like, is what drove a lot of these picks. You know, I think that what you're going to see is if anybody, especially Justin Thomas, who got picked, he realized he didn't play his way on the team he got picked. I'm looking for him to have a great Ryder Cup. I think, you know, just from that fact, he is not going to leave anything on the table when it comes to this Ryder Cup.
And match play comes into it, too. Obviously, we don't play a lot of match play in this country, but match play is the key to this kind of competition.
And it is a shame about Keegan Bradley. You know, if our listeners out there, we do the John Rager Report on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X, now formerly known as Twitter. And one of the things we covered was the fact that yeah, Justin Thomas was a pick, and Keegan Bradley was left out. And Keegan handled it with total class, but interesting, you know, that really hurt him. And the fact that you'll see on the social media out there where his 2012 Ryder Cup suitcase, he hasn't unpacked it yet. You know, they lost. And, you know, he just wanted to play his way back on the team, and he probably really thought he had a chance. But, you know, Keegan, you know, he dances to his own drummer sometimes, and he may not fit in from a friendship standpoint to all these people, but sometimes you don't really want that. You just want the best players out there playing. And maybe that's how you get to know these people anyway, by having some camaraderie. But I don't think it's a matter of friendship with Keegan. It's just a matter of playing great golf. And he certainly is probably the one that stands out the most that should have been on the Ryder Cup team, in my opinion.
You're listening on the Tee Florida, of course, a conversation regarding the Ryder Cup. And all these conversations are brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra, as we sit up here in the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, and of course, our distilled product, Ice Pick Vodka, each and every week, Fred Forsley and the gang, and over there at Sea Dogs Brewery, where they serve breakfast daily, world-class, home-style breakfast. And you know who we didn't mention? Ricky Fowler. And I told you Ricky's your kind of cat, but he is married.
Yeah.
And
has I'm acknowledging that.
You missed out there, Patty. But
it's okay. His wife is gorgeous. I can't hate on him for it.
Imagine that. I love seeing Ricky, 34-year-old Ricky. He finished 18 out of 25 in the top 10 this year. He had one heck of a year. He certainly, don't you think, John Rager and Bill, will be the comeback player of the year? I would think with the turnaround of his
and the fans will love.
They love.
And they'll be yelling.
Even
without a doubt. In fact, there was a famous photo, and I'm not sure which Ryder Cup it was, but it was before Ricky was married, and there's this famous photo where all the wives and girlfriends, they were kissing after a big photo op or something, and there's Ricky just by himself kissing into the wind. So I think he's probably everybody's favorite. You know, there's a lot of things about Ricky Fowler people don't know about, but he is salt of the earth. And in fact, when Arnold Palmer passed away, they needed to host PGA Tour Pro. You know, I mean, Arnie fulfilled that at the Bay Hill Invitational. That's his own course that he owned. And so Rick, the family thought so much of Ricky Fowler that asked him to step in and serve in Arnold Palmer's role that week. And that was a very emotional time, but an inspiring time. He's a quality guy, and I'd look for him to play really well in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I mean, he is a great match play player. He loves the action. I mean, he's a perfect fit for the Ryder Cup.
Well, look at Justin Thomas's record. Very, very impressive. I can see why Zach. I don't think it was a friendship issue. I do think it was the chemistry. This group of guys, you really don't have a personality, with the exception of the Florida State Seminole. That's Brooks Koepka, baby. That's a little bit distant when it comes to friendships and relationships. He's got his boys, he calls them, you know, his posse. And they're a tight-knit group of guys from the college days.
But that's what they're calling them. They're calling the good old boys, and that's why they're being criticized, because they are the good old boys.
Exactly.
Leaving Keegan out.
Yeah, I heard that
as a criticism, the good old boys club.
Yes.
And yet I felt what you mentioned earlier, that in the locker room, that's going to make a difference. So right. I didn't take that as a criticism. I went, well, that's exactly what they need over there in Roma.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, you've been to Italy many times, and this is
going back over in October.
You timed it wrong.
No. There isn't a room to be had next month.
Oh, this month. I'm sure there's not. But to build a course, and I've done the overview. You can go over and see the undulations in the hills. It's just going to be a brutal track. And as they said yesterday, one of the conversations, just walking it, even though these guys are all fit, it's not the Fuzzy Zeller era, you know, and the guys that are having a hard time getting around the track. These guys are all fit. They said that fatigue will have a factor in walking around here, especially in days where you're going 36.
Yeah, I was going to say, a matching of the teammates together, doing the alternate shot, doing the best ball. I mean, it's going to be a little homework as to who's fit and who's going to team together the best.
I played a couple of those hillside courses over there, and it's different. It's grueling.
Yes.
Well, this particular golf course is a little different, though, for European golf, because this is a stadium golf course in the spirit of TPC Sawgrass.
Yeah,
it was redesigned by Tom Fazio II. And they completed this redesign just a couple years ago. And I think that one of the interesting items about it is that, just like Lynn, the Growler Strickler, was talking about how they try to set up the golf course to be a disadvantage to the American team, I don't think it's a disadvantage. I think that if you have a stadium course, all these guys have played TPC Sawgrass and have played well. And I think that what you're going to see is they're going to be very comfortable with the stadium golf course out there. And you know, it's not like you've got Bryson DeChambeau and Bubba Watson and Phil Mickelson on the team just bombing it out there. There's a lot of finesse on this team, and I think that may have played in, especially with the pick of Colin Morikawa, you know, who can just carve his way around a golf course. So I don't think that they did this as a strategy to beat the American team by setting up a stadium course, but it might work to the Europeans' disadvantage, because the Europeans traditionally don't do very well when they come over and they play TPC Sawgrass, with exceptions like Roy McIlroy and a few others.
Well, I do know that they make their picks on Tuesday, I believe, the 4th, when you'll know the captain's picks that Luke will have to compete against this 12. But I'm pretty comfortable with this team. How about you, Bill?
No question. I mean, we've got obviously the top end is very strong. Scheffler, you got the top guys in the world for us competing. Obviously, Rory's over there, but you know, the depth is going to be the key.
Well, you know, Bill, here's an interesting thing, Bill, and I don't know if you experience this, but it's a lot easier playing than it is watching. When you watch a golf tournament, especially you watch on TV, and somebody's got a little, you know, six-footer right to left downhill, you know, you just tap it a little too hard, you're 6 feet by. I'm choking like a dog every time I watch golf on television on Sunday afternoons for the back nine. And, you know, do you experience that, or what do you think when you watch golf on TV now that you've been out there and you played the game at that highest level?
Do you cringe when a guy misses a putt, or a hack like me that actually enjoys it because they're human?
No. I mean, you relive the moments that you had your chance and your opportunities, but for the most part, I mean, it is a lot easier as a player than it is a spectator. When you're in control of it, it's a lot easier to make that putt because you know you practice and you've done the work beforehand.
Bill, you're going to have to pick which days that you would encourage Patty to watch on the Ryder Cup so that she can.
Well, okay. Patty's my all-star. I mean, there's no question about that. Having
we want to talk. We want
hey, that's,
talk
gen- in that's golf. Gender bias on my show.
Supply, like blue drinks. Yeah. then he's always on my side.
We're going to up your game.
Rivalry.
We want you talking golf next week, and Bill is going to choose the days for you to watch so you can come in. Perfect. Maybe it's Ricky Fowler Day. I don't know.
I would suggest
Ricky Fowler Day.
I would suggest.
I actually watched McIlroy play when I was in the Villages checking on my dad's house, and I had a wonderful time. He got a lot of birdies.
There you go.
And I even know what those mean now.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Fact check.
One under par.
What's a birdie? Oh my gosh. She's come.
And I'm doing so good.
And an eagle?
An eagle is 2 under par, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my gosh.
What
good
is this?
And
the week off.
2 over par. 1 over par.
And a double bogey.
Double bogey. Okay, there we go.
That's what you're drinking.
Talk about the transformation of this young lady.
The bogey is because when I named that drink the Bye Bye Birdie, that was Tom's suggestion. He's like, make it a double and call it a bogey.
Well, I'm super impressed. Picked up the lingo, knows how to keep score.
I would recommend she watches it only on the days that end in Y. That's the days that she should watch.
No, you pick a couple of the good days for someone who's new to golf to watch.
Sunday.
Well, obviously the last day is the end all be all because you know what they have to do and what's going on.
There you go.
And hopefully America has a lead going into Sunday.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I just thought of a name of a drink here. So Patty just said that a bye-bye birdie, a double would mean, I come up with the name of that. It's called the Eagle Has Landed.
The eagle has landed.
Oh,
put
boy.
It in the books. Put it in the books.
Okay, I am. I'm actually making a note of that right now.
She's making
you know, John, we're sponsored by Michelob Ultra, and I want to tell you that a story about where I got my first Michelob. It was in Gainesville, Florida. So I just started law school, and you know the big beer back then was the Miller Lite, and they had all the retired athletes doing it was the first light beer. And so I was in this little bar with a classmate of mine. We just started law school and we're drinking these Miller Lights.
Tom Petty?
No.
Purpose.
And so it was called the Bench and Bar. It's right Maine. And so anyway, we're in there. There's nobody in the place but us. And we're sitting there in the afternoon drinking these Miller Lights, as that was the key drink at the time. And who comes rolling in but Roger Maris, who...
He owns a Budweiser distributorship.
He had just gotten the Budweiser distributorship that included Gainesville. And he walked in and he was settling up with a guy at the bar and they were talking. And he looked over to us and he said, send those two guys over a Michelob. And that was my first Michelob.
Was that in the brown bottle with the foil?
And yeah.
That's a cool bottle.
And so he sent it over. And then
he
walked over. And, you know, of course, I was a big Yankee fan. And then Roger Maris walks over to our table in little old Gainesville. And he introduces himself like we didn't know who he was. And he turns around to the bartender and said, keep the Michelobs coming with these guys. And he left.
And he had an open tab.
And I have it. For mix, and yeah. I haven't had a Miller since then. And
well, what a
great story that is, Tom. You know, you talk about customer loyalty. You know, throughout the years, you know, Bill can attest to this. You know, you get staff deals, and you know, these golf companies will give you, you know, golf bags with your name on it, this, that, the other. Yeah. And you know, throughout the last couple of moves, I've had to kind of like whittle it down. But one of my top six bags that are still in my garage is I was on the Michelob staff. So I got a black Michelob golf bag with my name on it. And
that's great.
And so that immediately, and part of that deal was I got like six cases of Michelob a year with my golf bag. So I felt like I was in high cotton.
That's pretty cool. It was just something for me. You know, all those years and all the great players that played for St. Louis Cardinals, Gussie Bush never gave anyone a beer distributorship. They all wanted them, not Stan Musial, not Curt Flood, you know, none of those.
He gave Roger.
And the first and only one that he gave was Roger Maris, and it was up in North Florida. And just remember that, because that was a big deal. He's the only ball player, and they all wanted him, you know, and they've had some great stars in St. Louis.
They have had that.
Yeah, especially during those times, you know.
For your weekend show with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, maybe one of the topics you should ask Ben Botham and your crew there, why isn't Roger Maris in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Are you kidding me? Really? I mean, everybody compares the home run record to Roger Maris. And I just think that he ought to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's such a travesty he's not.
I agree. Agreed, especially for what he went through.
And I've been blessed to meet him several times at signings. He'd come, you know, he was born in North Dakota. You all got a problem with North Dakota?
No, I love
him. Just Iowa.
Yeah. I have no problem with Iowa.
Just me.
Well, they have a huge, just me. They have a huge, the Maris family to this day. Yeah, Maris family to this day has a big tournament in Fargo every year, a big charity golf tournament mm-hmm. up there, and they raise a lot of money. And all
yes, they do.
Still live in Gainesville, Florida.
And Randy, where did Randy go to school? You know the answer, Mike. Come on.
Randy Maris?
Yes.
Randy Maris, yeah.
Yes. Come on.
University of Iowa? North Carolina.
No. Right here in town.
He went to Eckerd College?
He went to Eckerd College.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, good
for him. Get him on the air.
Get him here. He's here every winter.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, fact, Randy Maris, I had the opportunity to build a golf course with Gary Player up in Gainesville called Hill Plantation. And Randy was still trying to play at the time. And, you know, I brought him in under a fold, and he was like our touring pro for our club.
He went to Eckerd College. He's a Triton?
He's a Triton, baby.
You got to get him down here, brother.
We'll have to get him down here. He shows up every winter for the basketball games.
Beautiful.
So, John, just with all this talk, just think about sitting at a bar with your buddy having a beer. Roger Maris buying you a few rounds.
Yeah, but do you have Mike Richter buying you these blue concoctions? Served up by...
Well, I vote Michelob Ultra for everybody. Mick Ultra for everyone.
Yeah.
So the only beer I actually do drink is Michelob Ultra. It has always been the one. I like it with a lime in it, but...
You're reading the lines perfectly.
Thank you so much. I love it. It's light, it's refreshing, but
if
you want to make a signature cocktail out of it, I was always a big fan of making a redneck mimosa. Just a little bit of OJ, dump Michelob Ultra in there. I don't like champagne, so like it was bubbly.
Really?
Redneck mimosa. Oh, perfect name for it.
Well, I'm going to have to tell Chris Lewis that, the great bay guy.
I was going to say.
That's our adult beverage on the beer side.
I was going to say, I definitely have one for ice pick as well, but yes, the redneck mimosa can't be missed.
Well, why don't we take a break? We come back. I got a little factoid. How many players on the Ryder Cup team do you think reside in Jupiter, Florida? Look at that. Don't be Google searching it. When we get back, we'll give you that answer and who they are. It's amazing, the number of golfers down there in Jupiter. We'll be back on the Tee Florida live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios and Simulators. We've got a BOGO going on right now. Rent 1 hour and you'll get the second hour free on one of our simulators. And come on up, upper nine, lower nine. We have leagues on Monday nights now. League number one will wind down on 9-11. And then on the 18th, we've got a new format coming out that we're going to partner up with Monday Night Football. And John Rager is putting all those details together. We'll announce that next week. It's going to be a blast. Patty, you can participate. A hack like me, everybody has an opportunity to win some. Win some cash and have some fun, and that's Monday night, some Monday Night Football. And since you live in the neighborhood, you can meet us here, and we will be here. I assure you.
Hey, Mike. You know, while we're talking about Monday night, go ahead, Patty.
Oh no, I was just saying I'm going to put a tracking on all of them because I kept showing up, and I'm like, okay, did I do something wrong here?
Yeah, we are actually on Fridays. We forgot to tell you.
Yes, you did.
Hey, while we're talking about Monday Night Football. We'll give you a little tickler for everybody out there. It's going to be shots and squares. All right, it's going to be using our golf simulators and square boards that everybody's familiar with when they go to a party or they go to a place and you buy a square. So we're going to combine squares and golf together in a unique point system. You'll win some cash prizes. It's a game of skill. Shots and squares. We're going to start that Monday night. And there's going to be two games that night also. Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, Saints, and Panthers. So we're going to have two games that night. All you're going to have to do is show up, give us $20, and you're in the game. And
you can enter a lot of shots. Shots, John.
Shots and squares, baby. Shots and squares. And even if you don't play golf, you can at least putt.
What do you think about the Gators tonight, John?
Well, it's going to be very interesting. Utah's ranked number 14th, and and I know that you know, last year they were ranked also, and the Gators took them out of the swamp. A little bit different this year. Yeah, the kids are a little discombobulated because they had to fly to fly out to Utah early to beat the hurricane, and I know they're worried about their loved ones back here. Fortunately, in Florida, I know that the one area really got hit hard in the Big Bend area, so I know that's on the minds of the players. But they're ready to play football tonight. It's going to be interesting to see how they perform. You know, Billy Napier in his second year is trying to rebuild a team, and the SEC is just chock full of talent. And next year, Texas and Oklahoma are joining the SEC. So if you look at it, it's going to be entertaining football tonight, and weather should be fine out there in Utah.
I'm really looking forward to it, and also to the LSU Florida State game on Sunday. It's going to be a big weekend for me.
You're a dual threat. You get to pull for the Gators and Seminoles,
except when they play each other.
Now I will tell you right now, because you guys have become my friends, I will be pulling for you. Typically, I would not be pulling for a Florida school, but I have embraced Florida State and Florida now when they're not playing anybody from the Big Ten. So I will.
Well, we will embrace the Hawkeyes then.
Oh, my God. You heard it here.
I heard it. I heard that.
I'll even wear a hat.
I'll get you the coolest brim in the world. My mom, she'll be so happy. She listens to the show now, and she's like, well, they're not nice about Iowa, are they? I'm like, it's that Tom Gribben. Mama told you he's a rabble-rouser. I've done nothing but brag about you. And then I said, just in a few statements, order your reputation down with her.
You know, actually, I was rooting for them in the bowl game last year.
Rooting for you.
Yes. And I shall this year, as long as they're not playing, you know, Florida.
What a great weekend on Labor Day weekend. You start out with the Florida Gators, of course, taking on the Utah Utes. Last year, Utah had that game in hand. And yep. You don't have Richardson this year. The Indianapolis Colts do at quarterback. But then on Sunday night, of all nights, our buddy Barry Smith will be on the edge of his seat as Florida State, ranked number 8. And you will
number
as well.
Number 3, LSU. It's going to be a top 10 matchup.
And I'll tell you what, I'm really on the Seminole bandwagon because that Brian Kelly, that traitor that left my Fighting Irish, and with that fake Southern accent at the press conference, he's just bush league, Brian Kelly.
Right after he beats his wife, he puts on that accent.
He wears a wife beater probably now. He's down there in Louisiana. I don't want my buddy Billy McGee hearing that. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the world of golf again. And as we were breaking down that. Now, take a guess. How many of the Ryder Cup participants live in Jupiter, Florida there, John Rager?
Well, you know, I did not go to Google, butter. So I have no idea. But there's got to be quite a few. If I'm going to guess, half the team?
Oh, I'm looking at the list now, and I'm going to say 7.
How many did
7?
How many did John say?
Half.
I said half the team. I'd be 6.
Just about there. Just take a guess. Out of 12.
72.
Okay, you bet. Yep, that's par. That's par. That's par on 18 holes, honey. You're getting there.
Without going over. I think I went over, but that's fine.
Just a tad.
I wouldn't even hazard a guess.
Well,
2.
It's 5. And that amazes me. You were thinking maybe it was more.
I'm looking.
But these guys have no shortage in Jupiter, do they, fellas, of getting a game with a PGA pro in their neighborhood. They can just walk by and pick them up.
Right,
Tiger. Yeah, Tiger lives there.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan's down there. Yeah. I mean, they always have a game at the Grove down there. So
that's where you should have got your job. Both of you guys should have got jobs down there, and then I would have been really big time.
And pass this up.
Yeah.
I love his humor. I love his humor after a couple ice picks.
You play golf down there with Jordan, you got to bring your checkbook.
And if you
I got a good friend of mine that I went to high school with, and he's good buddies with Michael, and he plays at his golf course down there all the time. And they don't, you know, and Patty, you'd have to have different skills down there. They don't have a beverage cart. They deliver beverages through a drone. They fly a drone out there. So they have an app on the phone. They push a button, and all of a sudden the drone will bring their beverages out to them.
Boring.
That's ridiculous. That's just like AI taking over this world.
So how sexy is the drone?
Exactly.
I'm curious about this.
I suspect that's the official story.
Delivering drinks.
I am on her side.
I suspect that's the official story. I don't know if that's what actually. There might be the unofficial beverage card.
Because I am just not.
That's what's happening in the world. They're making us obsolete, all of us.
You cannot make her obsolete.
You can't make a cart girl obsolete.
Button her with a drone?
No. My God, no.
I would run them all straight into the pond, and then everybody would need me to deliver drinks again.
Exactly. That
makes sustainability.
That makes me puke.
Wow.
Drones delivering.
There's no way.
Robots coming out and bringing your pizza.
You'd be flinging your 4-iron at them.
Actually, yeah. I did get a pizza from the pizza. There's a pizza vending machine downstairs.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, did you do that?
Oh my gosh, I totally did.
Why?
Because
on a scale.
I have to too. I want to just try it.
Oh, like, I did. I served it to, like, I had a table. There were like 5 or 6.
Tell everybody what it is.
Explain
what the vending machine is. You put the money in and you.
There's a vending machine and it's a very large vending machine downstairs. And it's
like a Coke machine.
Yeah, like a Coke machine. And you just give them your credit card, and for, I think, only a measly $11, you can get the world's best pizza if you've never had pizza and you don't have taste buds.
Well,
you're desperate and you haven't eaten anything in a week.
Thank you, because I was here.
Late at night at Ferg's, and there's a line to
you
get
have
them.
To get
I would Ryder Cup pizza.
I was here the day that we launched it. The gentleman from Belgium brought it over. They're huge in Europe, and the first one that came out, I was there. I was on the air, my podcast, and it was just like anticipation by Carly Simon, waiting for this to come out, and.
Dying to taste
and,
it.
And the guy and one of our cooks, they have to put the pies in there, and this baby's coming out. We're all rubbing our hands together. It just shreds the top of the box up. the cheese is everywhere. I look over at Mark and I go, well, we've got some.
Got any wings?
Yeah. Yeah. That's our beta test pie.
Mine came out. Box was intact. It tasted exactly like the pizza. I'm pretty sure we could have saved money and just eaten the box, though.
Hey, I will tell you.
It's worth trying it.
I will. At 2 a.m, you know, when you've had
that, you. I will tell you what. We get
you're
a report.
7-Eleven, otherwise, anyway.
We get a report that tells you activity. And from about 1 to 5 a.m. is when those babies are cranked up, and we lose a lot of them. And I guarantee you, during the day, I wave at people. Give them the old, check the menu out, please. Yeah, but anyway, yep.
But it's so novel. It's so fun. Like, the fact that I can literally use my credit card and just have a pizza essentially printed out for me.
Well, their audience, actually, is college dormitories, and Mark was the first commercial pizza machine. So I don't know how we got there, but it was drones and drinks. And drones and drinks, that's not a good combo. Yeah.
And we will have the Eckerd College teams up here using these simulators. You know that.
Oh, we do know that.
So that means a pizza. That they're going to be filling that pizza.
Oh, that's great.
Up.
Yeah, that's
got to take two strokes off your game eating that pizza.
Exactly.
Hey, all Bill, right. I got a question for you. That's fascinating that you just mentioned that for the Eckerd College golf team, both men's and women's, would come use our simulators, because I know that. In years past, kicking around North Central Florida, like my last golf course I built was Adena in Ocala, and the University of Florida golf team, both men's and women's, would come out to our golf course a lot just to be able to simulate different golf courses from around the country that they go play. And with a simulator, I guess you can. It may not be the exact same thing as far as, you know, being there live, but I guess it would give them an opportunity. Maybe even on our simulator, there might be a few golf courses they end up playing.
Well, you can play, you can practice. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do out of the simulator to learn about your golf, you know,
the analytics that it breaks down.
Right.
You can embarrass yourself if you're like me. I'm very good at that.
Are you kidding me? You have talent. You're the only one I've seen with talent.
Have a very good backswing after just learning the game. He won't even give me a tip because he'd be wasting his oxygen.
I wonder why.
Yeah, he'd be wasting good oxygen at his age.
But I'm hoping that they will utilize the situation and learn how to get the swing path better, how to get the club face better.
What, are they trying to talk you out of retirement? You going to be back up here?
They are.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah. They actually want me as an assistant. So, I mean, I may be back in the swing of things.
That could be fun.
The kids love you anyway. But we got to get you. We got to get you giving some lessons up here too. I've got the perfect. What did they say? What was the term he used? Let's go granny hunting.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, the growler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Granny hunting.
I want to bring some grannies up here.
More. Will Chamberlain. Yeah. That whole.
Yeah. Let's not go back to that conversation. I'm cringing. I'm going to have to. I always listen to the show and critique it. We had a great show last week. I'm very concerned when I listen to this show.
The level of fines this week.
Yeah.
Well, hey, how about a John Rager golf report coming up here?
Yeah, how about taking care of that? Brought to you by our good friends, of course, at Sea Dogs Brewery, and of course Shipyard Beer, which is our buddy Fred Forsley and the gang at Maine. That's the number one imported American craft beer in England.
In England, I know that. Yes,
which is amazing, quite frankly.
Yeah, let's hear it, John. Let's hear it.
Well, you know, there's a new app out there called Leaderboard. It was just released by the USGA, and I know that the Walker Cup has kind of overshadowed everything USGA is doing right now because of the Walker Cup coming up at St. Andrews this weekend. But it's an app called Leaderboard, and the USGA has partnered with this company, and we went ahead and downloaded it to see what it was like, but it's like a social media app and GPS all rolled into one. And so I went ahead and downloaded it. You can create your own private group. So I've created an On the Tee Florida group. So our listeners out there, if they want to go to leaderboard, download this app. It's very interesting because it tracks people's personal best. It tracks the GPS, obviously, when you play a golf course. And it allows people to interact with each other. And I know we have our Monday Night Golf League right in the middle of the season right now. It allows some of those folks to get involved and track what they're doing. But also, more importantly, in the game of golf, sometimes you know, if your regular foursome isn't available, this, that, and the other, you can meet people out there and form some new relationships and get out there. So it's called Leaderboard. And On the Tee Florida, we have a group out there, a private group, and everybody's welcome to join it, open to the public there. And so I'm looking forward to working with the app, and hopefully all of our listeners in the Tampa Bay area and around Florida will want to get involved with it and have some fun.
It looks very cool, actually. It is, yeah. Well, you know what an IT wizard I am. turning this phone on is difficult at times, but this looks like a cool app, my man.
Well, you know, the USGA has signed off on this, so it's interesting because it does get golfers together. They do tie into they call it the World Golf Handicap System. It used to be called the GIN, Golf Handicap Information Network. Now it's called the World Golf Handicap System. So you can even plug your handicap in there and, you know, beat other people and even have some matches back and forth. So, again, Leaderboard app, download it, Google, Apple, and have some fun with it. And, again, if you do download that app, you're listening, go ahead and join our On the Tee Florida group.
Hey, I hadn't paid that close of attention when I was looking at the Ryder Cup, the vice captains. Stuart Sink, who's been playing some superb golf. Always great to keep Boom Boom Freddie Couples in the mix. I think that the players, regardless of his age, I'll kind of interact with Freddie. Jim Furyk, another fighter, former captain. Davis Love III, and then of course he just destroyed the Champions Tour this year, Steve Stricker. That's a pretty impressive lineup of captains right there, Bill Buckner.
Oh, there's no question. That's all my era. Great guys that represent the game.
Disco isn't one of them.
Disco.
He'd be the entertainment director?
He would be the entertainment director. He would be a little in the corner playing his own music. Don't pick on Disco.
No, I love the name.
He's not from Iowa, so don't worry. He's Canadian.
No one has picked on Disco Dick tonight. We're worshiping him.
Yeah. Never heard the name before.
I'm just wondering how many people like Disco Dick tattooed on.
Exactly.
I bet you. Hey,
John's trying to get back on the rails.
Well, hey, while we're talking about the Ryder Cup, let's talk about the European team. So obviously, Roy McIlroy and John Rahm are on the team, right? And it's interesting when you have USA versus Europe, because Rory and John Rahm, they're regular PGA Tour members, you know, but they are from Europe, and, you know, they're going to represent the team. The third player on their points list is Robert McIntyre. Now, when you get past that, their next three that are on points, people probably never even heard of them. You've got Yannick Paul, Adrian Mrock, and Victor Perez. And not big names out there, but Tommy Fleetwood is at number 7. He's got to be a lock-in pick. Shane Lowry, he used to be the Open champion a couple of years ago. Tyrell Hatton from England, who's playing extremely well. And if you go down the list right here, of course, Victor Hovland, he's going to be on the team. I think they went ahead and put him on there. He's only 17th in their points list. So their points list is a lot different than our points list because you got Matthew Fitzpatrick at 28th on the points list. So their picks are going to go way down the list. You know, so we got a lot of criticism over here for picking people maybe down the list just a little bit. But you look at their team, once you get past the top three or four, you know, they're going to have to go into the 20s to pick their team. But that's the way the Europeans do it. I think we're mirroring that in the United States. I think we're going not only for the best players, but I think we're taking a page out of their book and trying to get the camaraderie aspect going to maybe get
John,
everybody
there's
working
a lot
together.
There's a lot of camaraderie in that European team.
Well, I think that's always been one of the slights towards the U.S. team that did not have that chemistry, that camaraderie that the Europeans did. And maybe that's what Zach Johnson from Iowa, Zach was doing. I just have to F Tom. Zach Johnson was thinking about that in all seriousness, is the camaraderie and the success that the Europeans have had by pulling an Ian Poulter off the bench and pulling these guys that are competitors, and they all work in, you know, cohesively as a team.
That's their philosophy.
Well, they have,
every time.
Well, they have 2 points list, too. They have the European Tour points list, and they have the World points list. So you start looking at the World points list, you've got all their stars. You got Rory, John, Victor Hovland, Tyrell Hatton, Tommy Fleetwood, Matt Fitzpatrick, and one of the best players out there on the PGA Tour who's really come into his own from Austria, Sepp Straka. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if they go off the World points more than they do from the European Tour points. And one of them is Justin Rose, who is ninth on the world points. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, you see the Europeans don't play in Europe. The Europeans play over here. So you would go off more off the world ranking than you do the European ranking.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes a lot of sense. And that's probably what's going to direct their choices on it.
Well, I know one thing. There's probably, as you said, there's not a room in Rome or their surrounding area. You'll be over there, the week after there, Tom?
No, I'll be there in October, so I'll be a couple of weeks after.
Now, Tom, you wouldn't know any of the guys on the European team that went to Iowa or Iowa City, Iowa.
I don't know anyone on the European team that even knows Iowa.
that may be a strong possibility.
They've flown over it.
With the exception of the John Deere Classic, which is in Silvis, Illinois, right across from the great state and the Quad Cities, gentlemen.
You know, my wife is from England, and she is last year became a U.S. citizen. So I'm going to inquire as to who she's going to be rooting for.
Oh, I would say she'd probably be pulling for, she just became a citizen. Her emotional equity is over there. Got,
you know, she swam for Great Britain's Olympic team. So she has played for Great Britain.
Beautiful young lady as well.
To think if she was going to lean in the Ryder Cup toward them.
And Patty, what are you leaning towards? Oh, wow.
She had to think.
That scares me. That scares me.
She's the McConnell.
Yeah. She had to think.
It's like the growler. My God.
I've been to England, but if I go over there, will I get street cred if I root? No. Of course, I'm rooting for us here.
Okay.
I was trying to come up with something.
That was a Three Dog Night song, by the way.
Red, white, and blue.
So as we continue here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, having a lot of fun, a nice conversation, a unique conversation with Lynn the Growler Strickler. We'll get him in person, and I can monitor his activities during the day next time, so that
I don't know if I'd want to watch that
show. That's a real person. I thought that was just a mock person.
I thought that was Kerry McNally on the other line.
Yeah, Kerry McNally. Sorry, Kerry, we missed you. We'll get you here live in person next Thursday, as we're on from 5 to 7 each and every week now from Ferg's 19th hole. And so, when are we going to have this breaking news on whether you're going to unretire Tom Brady?
Wow. Well, it does come down to the paycheck. So, I mean, we're negotiating.
Oh, you're screwed. So, you'll be hanging out with us. Don't worry about it.
Okay, there you go.
Retirement, no.
You know how the pay is here, baby. You're going to stay.
Oh, are you kidding me? I got to stay. I mean,
hey.
This is live tour money.
That's correct. Two ice picks.
Oh, no question. I don't have that.
And one night.
Oh,
where else are you getting that?
Only when Patty's here.
Well, because obviously. It would look stupid for me buying a guy a drink. What? That's why.
Hey. I've been waiting for you to buy me a drink for 2 months now.
I bought you breakfast and strong coffee before, but no cocktail.
Yeah. Bought me some eggs.
Is that right?
I mean, come on.
Eggs and
waiting for the...
What about the toast? You got some wheat toast, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little concerned when you asked for the wheat toast on the side, but yeah.
There you go.
I've got three. I've got Trey down there at Sea Dogs. Anyway, so young lady, any idea of a beverage before we go anywhere?
Yes, absolutely.
We can't not wind the show down without an ice pick suggestion for a cocktail.
I actually
post-hurricane cocktails.
Post-hurricane cocktails. So this one is going to be the ice pick take on the Paloma, which is typically made with tequila. But I'm taking the grapefruit peach ice pick vodka with fresh lime juice, fresh grapefruit juice, and you can either top it with Sprite or soda water, depending on how sweet you like it. I prefer it with soda water. So it's light, it's refreshing, it's great for drinking outside, and it's not going to kill you.
Sold me.
And Bill will be the guinea pig, right?
Next week. That's
I'll have one because it sounds good.
There's going to be a round of them next week. Remind me. Well, you will show up. We've got to show up.
We'll be here.
We've got to show up next week.
I did live on the Palomas at the Live Tour event.
Did
and,
you?
And that was
I'm a vodka person, and yeah. I'm like, I
can't handle tequila. So this sounds great.
Yeah.
You were drinking tequila at the LIV. You fit right in with those buffoons watching that.
They were feeding me. What can I tell you?
No wonder you fired the grill.
Yeah, you're listening to Alice Cooper as loud as they can get it, because he is a golfer, you know. And then you're drinking tequila.
Hey, it was refreshing.
You cannot go back to working. You're acting like a college kid right now.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Forget that.
I think it's perfect. Now he's a natural.
You just give your lessons up here. We'll feed you all the cocktails you want. You
get wow.
Chase Grannies.
He already gets that.
Yeah, this is Live Tour reunited here.
St. Pete
Country Club. Scotties have landed.
St. Pete Country Club. You get that all the time. I've seen you in action over there.
My nine and wine ladies do have a special evening. Trust me.
Well, they have a special. You have a special place in their heart, too. They get away from their homes, and they come, and Bill Butner takes good care of them.
I take very good care of them.
Okay, Wilt.
Disco Dick. Anyway, John Rager, we only have 4 minutes. We better let you wind things down with some sensible content, please.
Well, it's been a great week on the T Florida. Just want to remind all listeners out there, you go to onthetfloridagolf.com. onthetfloridagolf.com. That's our website. Plus, you'll get to meet some of our personalities. You know, we just use the hashtag Tom Gribben, hashtag Patty Suzette, hashtag Bill Butner PJ, hashtag Mike Rickard, hashtag Carrie McNally Live, hashtag John Rager PGA. If you go to our website, you'll see what we're all about. You'll link to our sponsors out there. But more importantly, at the same time, you'll be able to sign up for a free e-membership. And that entails a drawing for Rays tickets, Rowdy's tickets, all kinds of golf swag, and you sign up for it, and we'll send you an e-letter out there. It's free to sign up to be a member of On the Tee Florida, so you can be an e-member. So go to onthetfloridagolf.com and sign up. Plus, you'll see a link to our social media. I use all the hashtags of our personalities out there to try to get you to, every week, take a look at some of the news and information out there that you just don't find anywhere. So with that, just want to remind everybody that we are on social media, hashtag On the Tee Florida, hashtag John Rager Report. But more importantly, also just want to make sure our listeners know that we are at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse with our two golf simulators and sponsored by Nick Ultra, Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dog Brewery, Yank and Crank. We have a lot of great sponsors out there, and you can come on down now on Monday night starting September 18th for a doubleheader. So Saints versus Panthers, Browns versus Steelers, and you can sign up for shots and squares and have a good time. You don't have to pre-register. Just bring $20 down there and have a good time. And you can be involved at every quarter. We are at four square boards. Plus, if you don't play golf, you can at least putt, and you can still enter the contest. So with that, we're so happy to be able to be at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse, Ice Pick, on the T Florida Studios. And with that, everybody, it's been a great week. And Patty, I'm looking forward to your Ryder Cup beverage forecast coming up in a couple of weeks.
It's going to have some Italian theme, and you'll have to pass it by Tom, who spent a lot of time over there.
Perfect. I think I've got one for that.
All right. Bill Butner, keep us posted on the breaking news on whether you're going to return to the Eckerd Triton links. And we'll be winding things down. Tom Gribben, you have a great week.
Arrivederci.
And we will be having a bite to eat at Sea Dogs next week. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse, I'm Mike Ricker for John Rager, Tom Gribben, Bill Butner, Patty Suzette, Lynn Strickler, Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening on the Tee, Florida. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. And remember, keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.